here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 26th of October, 2011. It's the birthday of the playwright John Arden, born in Barnsley, England, 1930, best known for his play Sergeant Musgrave's Dance. It's the birthday of Hillary Rodham Clinton, born in Chicago, 1947, the daughter of a man who sold draperies and was so frugal that even on the coldest winter nights in Illinois, he would turn the heat in the house off and then wake up early in the morning to warm the house back up before everyone else arose. It was a middle-class suburb, Chicago. The girl played sports. She wrote for the student newspaper, participated in student government. Her father was a Republican. She was, too, campaigned for Barry Goldwater in the 1964 presidential election. First year in college, she was president of the Wellesley Young Republican Student Group. But influenced by the civil rights movement, the war in Vietnam, she changed her views, and as a junior in college, she campaigned for Eugene McCarthy on an anti-war platform. It was on this day, 1900, Henry James wrote his first letter to the young novelist Edith Wharton, beginning a long friendship. Wharton was an admirer of James's work. She sent him one of the first short stories she ever wrote. He wrote back to say that he liked the story, but she shouldn't write about Europe if she didn't live there. He said, "Be tethered in native pastures, even if it reduces you to a backyard in New York." So she was inspired to write about New York, and the result was her first big novel, The House of Mirth, in 1905. They remained friends for the rest of Henry James's life, even as Edith Wharton became more and more successful and Henry James's novel sold less and less well. It's the birthday of the Russian novelist and poet Andrei Bely, which was the pen name of Boris Nikolaevich Bagayev. Born Moscow, 1880, best known for his 1913 novel, Petersburg, a book of which Nabokov said, "My greatest masterpieces of 20th century prose are Joyce's Ulysses, Kafka's Transformations, Bailey's Petersburg, a story of conspiracy and betrayal during the 1905 Russian Revolution." It's the birthday of Beryl Markham, born in Leicester, England, 1902 on this day, moved to Kenya when she was just 3 years old. Grew up on a farm there, learned to speak several African languages, learned to hunt wild game with a spear, became a successful horse trainer. And then she took up flying. She wanted to become a bush pilot. And in 1936, she set out to fly from London west to New York City against the prevailing winds, which no one else had dared do. She flew a single-engine Vega Gull. It carried extra fuel tanks, could go almost 4,000 miles, almost crashed over the Atlantic when a fuel line froze, and then the fuel line froze again just off the edge of Nova Scotia, and she crash-landed in a peat bog. She wrote a book about it called West with the Night. Here's a poem for today by David R. Slavitt, A Cat's Life. Her repertoire is limited but fulfilling, with two preoccupations or three, perhaps, if you include the taking of many naps. Otherwise, she is snuggling or killing. A Cat's Life by David R. Slavitt, from William Henry Harrison and Other Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train, working to help move the economy forward. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.